Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome to another episode of 3G 1 Up. I'm your host, one of your hosts, Keith. I'm sitting here with Spencer. What's up, my guy?
What is going on, bud?
Oh, you know, same old shit. Just about to talk about some video games and shit. Let's crack into it. I'm excited to talk this week because last week we mentioned a game that had just come out called Stray, where you play a stray cat set in this cyberpunk city. And I got to fucking play it, and I love this shit. I'm kind of trickling my way through it. You know, I could put in, you know, 15, 20 minutes here and there, and it's perfect for that. It's you play this cute little kitty with a cute little robot going around this city talking to other robots, just finding your way, trying to find your way back to your kitty family. Fucking love it.
Yeah, that sounds awesome. I really need to download it. You're having fun with it?
I am. Like, it's silly. I kind of wish it was a little more open roam. You can't. Like, your jump is an action. You walk up to a wall and you hit the button to jump up on the wall. You can't, like, just, like, jump around and stuff.
Yeah, just hop around over and over.
Yeah. And
give it the old Halo teabag jump up.
Yeah,
and down.
The Halo teabag, the WoW jump and spin, you know, like I being an MMO player, I just want to fucking jump like everywhere I go, especially if I'm a cat. But that aside, this game is great. The story is cute. The characters are silly robots. I'm really enjoying my time in this game, and it's short. I'm glad I'm trickling my way through it. It's only supposed to be like 5.5 hours of gameplay. But I like to explore. I like to do some other stuff. So I put probably 1.5 to 2 hours into it, and I think it's just a ton of fun. If you have a PlayStation, definitely pick up this game because you can play it for free. And I think it's $30 on Steam. My sister picked it up. She's having a blast with it. It's silly, but it's great. You got to get it. You got a PlayStation and PS Plus, so why not?
No reason not to. Yeah, I will be for sure. I just need to remember. That's all.
Yeah, for sure. I get that. Especially when you haven't really been on your PlayStation, so it's not fresh in your mind when you're like firing it up. It's like, oh yeah, I should get this game. You don't even pick up that controller right now, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Did you ever finish Spider-Man?
No. I made it to like 90% and then moved on to other games.
Yeah.
You get back to it, but I will.
I know how that goes, especially games like that when you're just on the cusp of finishing everything and it's like, I've done so much. Like, I just need to put this game down for a while and you never go back.
Yeah.
Like, I know exactly how that goes. But you got to move on to Miles Morales too.
I need to finish Miles Morales before Spider-Man 2 comes out.
Yeah.
I can take 4 years to play that.
But yeah, check out Stray. Really good game. A lot of fun. I'm enjoying it. I think it's a silly little game that a lot of people can enjoy. While we're talking about it, if you do have it on Steam, I guess there's just a ton of mods coming out for it.
Yeah.
And a lot of really fun, silly stuff, like the Garfield one that you posted pictures of.
Yeah, and that one, character into Garfield. I loved it.
He's got love that.
Little cheeks.
He's just like a chunky little Garfield cat, and it looks so good. And the other really goofy one is that it turns you into CJ from GTA San Andreas
on all fours.
Like with your neck tilted back, like a silly cat version of CJ. And you like walk up and like nuzzle into people's legs and stuff like that. It looks so fucking stupid. I kind of want to get a few of these mods just to mess around with. It looks fun.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, let's move on. Let's talk about something else. Fall Guys. We've been playing. We've fallen out of Fall Guys again. I guess everybody is. I looked at a chart today that their numbers are quickly going down again after they became free to play because you don't get to unlock any of the fun stuff unless you're paying for it. So nobody cares. But this next update looks like a lot of fun. Did you see this with all the Yeetuses?
the Yidus challenge, the clan of Yidus. Yeah, I was looking at this. The maps they made there, I mean, so like I was pretty excited back in the day. We talked about it when it happened, where they added the big Yidus in to a bunch of levels.
Yeah,
this is like that, but times like 100. There are so many swinging hammers on these maps that it's just utter insanity, it looks like.
It's absolute chaos. Just beans getting hammered all over the place. Hammer and beans, left and right. It looks great. I'm going to have to get back on to play at least a couple of rounds of this. And that's my problem with that game, is I play a few rounds and it's like, all right, that feels good. And then I don't touch it. The good thing Epic is doing is they're keeping these things fresh. They're recycling a lot of these types of events in quick succession. And as long as they can keep doing that, they'll keep a decent base.
Right. It's only going to be like a 4-day event.
Right.
So I like that they're doing one of those a week, like something fun, something completely different. That's my problem. Is it like, okay, so here's my issue. I found out why the game feels bad at some points, and it's because they introduced skill-based matchmaking.
What?
Fucking Fall Guys? Party game, yeah.
Why do you do this?
Yeah. They were worried about new players coming in and not being able to win anything, so they made like 3 or 4 or 5 different tiers without telling anybody really. So that was the reason why when we teamed up with Jonathan, who just started playing the game, we only got access to like, it was the same like 10 maps over and over. That was why.
Fucking
they cut out a bunch of the higher skill ones for the lower tiers. But so if you play solo show, you get shoved into SBMM.
That's so dumb.
Yeah, it really is. But it's only for solo show. Like these special events, they don't incorporate it.
This game is chaos.
Squads, they don't incorporate it. Yeah, it's weird.
This game is absolute chaos. Even in solo show, this game is chaos. Skill-based matchmaking has no place in Fall Guys whatsoever. You can lick my dickhole. This is wrong. You shouldn't do this. This is bad.
Yeah, that is what's going to drive people away from this game. Because like, if I don't have anybody to get on and play with me, I'm going to do a solo show. And when I do a solo show, I could run a perfect line on a race and still not qualify because everyone I'm in the skill tier with knows that perfect line. So it becomes just flipping a coin. It's fucking stupid.
It's dumb. It feels That's really real bad. Dumb. I'm fully against skill-based matchmaking in any battle royale, honestly. If you're going to throw 100 random people onto the map, you should throw 100 fucking random people onto the map, not 100 people somewhat in your skill level. I think that takes away from how a battle royale should work. You know,
I don't like it in any game.
True.
Ranked. Like when they start introducing it, it ruined Call of Duty.
Yeah, it did. You're absolutely correct.
Like, it's because suddenly it went from being like, oh, some games I'm great, some games I'm shit, but at least I know, like, I can see myself improving.
Right.
But then they introduced it, and suddenly it was like, okay, well, nope, every match is going to feel exactly the same. You're not going to know if you're improving. And every one of your stats is just going to slowly tick down.
Well, and it casual mode goes away. Casual players go away, and like there's only room for skill-based matchmaking in a ranked lobby. Obviously, if I'm playing ranked, I should be matched with people of my same rank.
Yes.
But if I'm playing a casual game, it's just that. It's casual. And if you have a couple of fucking big boys that want to like team up and go to casual games and win a fucking ton of them in a row, who gives a flying shit? Who cares?
Like, that's fine, because the rest of us, yeah.
Well, like, that's going to discourage, like, lower players from not wanting to play again if they get beat. No, it's not.
No,
because they're going to go into the next game, and they're going to do well.
Yeah. Whereas with skill-based matchmaking, everything feels the same, and it all feels bad. And Fall Guys is the absolute worst place to put it.
That's the worst news I've heard.
Like that's what makes this kill this game.
This big change, like that's gonna ruin the game. You are absolutely correct. That's where they're gonna lose way too many players. I mean, people left Call of Duty because of skill based matchmaking. That's a big thing. And Fall Guys doesn't have that kind of player base. They can't afford to lose these players.
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, I don't know. It's stupid. I'm still going to try out this Yidus challenge though, because it looks fun, and that doesn't use skill based matchmaking. So
yeah, I guess solo shows are just like out.
Solo shows are dead now for me.
Yeah,
until they fix it.
That's fucking dumb. So dumb. All right, moving on. Let's bitch about something else. What can we bitch about? Oh, I don't know. There's some other cool stuff happening. Man, did you see these Pixel phone skins that I shared?
That look like Ninja Turtles? Hell yeah, I did.
I want to get one real bad. There's a link in our Discord if you want to check that out. If you got a Pixel, any variant of the Pixel 6, you can make it look like a Ninja Turtle. I think I might buy one of these.
Is that a case or is that a whole new phone that comes like that?
I think it's like the backing of it. I don't know. I'm going to have to look more into it because I don't think it's an actual case, which might turn me off of it because...
Oh, it's a skin. It looks like it's a skin.
I gotta have a case on this phone.
Yeah, for sure. So Google just announced the Pixel 6a. Is the A series still like the lower tier version of the Pixel?
The cheaper version. And they're already like the Pixel 6 was super affordable phone. Yeah, I think these
are way cheap.
Yeah. The Pro, which I got, I think was only like a $700 phone. And it's
not bad at all.
Not like that's the largest, most powerful version of it, you know? So, and it doesn't hold back. It's not like they're skimping out. I heard the Pro is pretty good. And then, yeah, this Pixel 6a is going to be
the budget version.
Yeah. And I think it was Dragon saying a while back that he had an A version of a Pixel or something like that. Cause he says he doesn't use his phone for anything like heavy. So if you just want to spend a couple $100 on a phone, why not? You know, they're cheap.
Yeah, I think these ones are going to be like $400 or $500, the 6As.
Yeah, and today in the days of like $1,200, $1,400 phones, that's pretty fucking good.
Yeah, for sure. Plus, you can make it look like a Ninja Turtle.
Fuck yeah, you can. All right, what else we got? What else is happening in gaming? They did announce that there's going to be a single player open world RPG Black Panther game. This has me very interested. I think this could be a very successful IP. It's going to be, it right now is in early development, but they say it's going to begin with the death of one Black Panther, and the player takes the mantle as the new Black Panther. It's said to be almost an origin story of the whole Black Panther chain. So this could be cool. This could be a lot of fun.
Yeah. My concern with it is that isn't it EA that's making it?
Ooh, it is. It is published by EA. You are correct. Fuck. Well, that's this game sucks.
Oh man, that's funny. Yeah, I don't know. Who knows what'll happen? Maybe we'll see. It's good. Probably not. But I like the idea.
Yeah, me too. We'll see what's happening with it. We'll see. Moving on, let's get into some Xbox news. There's some things happening with Xbox that are pretty cool. Discord is integrating with Xbox. You will now be able to log into your Discord voice chat, which we have here on the show as well. If you have a Discord, you should join our Discord. This link that I'm looking at right now is in the 3G 1UP channel. You can also follow along with most of the stuff we're talking about on the show through our Discord. But yeah, you'll be able to get on your Xbox and use Discord voice rather than, you know, having to set up a Xbox party or whatever they're called now. It's just so much easier to have this built in.
It sounds like it is. However, did you read through the mechanics of it?
I didn't read through the mechanics of it, no.
So essentially, you pair your Xbox with your Discord account, you still have to start, like, join a voice chat through either your phone or your PC, and then you throw it to, you, like, press a button, and it throws it to your Xbox console.
Okay.
So it's not, like, a full-on Discord app. It's just built-in functionality. You can pair it up and, like I said, throw your voice chats to your console.
Okay. I don't like that as much, but it's a step. It's a good step in the right direction.
For sure.
It's kind of lame, but like I said, this has been needed for a long time. This integration right here. Next is PlayStation. We got to get all gamers on. We all have to be on the same fucking chat, guys.
Yeah.
Like we got to make it there somehow, some way. And this is a good step in the right direction.
That's for sure.
When is this happening? It says coming soon. Did you ever see a date when you were reading through there?
They're rolling it out slowly. It's coming to the Xbox insiders, like the beta testers first.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
They'll start rolling it out more broadly over time after that. But I think in August is when it starts rolling out to beta testers.
Cool. Well, I'm interested to see how that works, how people receive it, because we need that.
Yeah.
For sure. Fuck. What else is there to even talk about? Not a whole lot in gaming right now, huh?
Should we talk about that? Meta Quest 2 is getting a $100 price increase.
What is up with this? Like, yeah, let's talk about it. Meta is increasing the prices of their Quest 2 by $100 starting next month.
That's insane. That is a 25%. No, I'm sorry. That is a 33% price increase.
That's
fucked.
That's fucked. That's a big increase. For what? It's the same. Nothing's different.
Nothing changed. They're just raising the price. Like, I know inflation and all, but that just feels like greed.
This is
like they're the only one
with a lot of billions of dollars. You don't
see fucking Nintendo or Xbox or PlayStation or anyone like that upping the prices out of the blue for no reason.
By 30%.
Valve's not increasing the index by $300, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's literally, it feels like money grubbing because it's Facebook, because why wouldn't they?
Yeah, this is pretty nuts. I don't get this move other than they're scrambling to, you'd think they'd start giving these motherfuckers away because they're developing a new one. And Zuck just came out and said that they are in like a secret war with Apple to gain control over the metaverse.
Like, whatever the fuck that even means.
Right.
Like, no one gives a shit about the metaverse, man.
No, maybe it's been proven.
They're banking on it taking off here in a sec, so they're going to get all the money they can.
It's been proven, especially recently with recent tests, that like, let's move our entire workforce onto the metaverse. It's been proven that that does not work. It lowers productivity by a fucking lot. Like, workers hate it. They have headaches. They don't interact with each other. They fucking hate metaverse working. So why are we going to force this on people?
Imagine, dude, I can barely wear that thing for like two to three hours of gaming.
Dude, I like to play a few games of ping pong, and then it's like, this is heavy on my face.
Yeah.
I don't want to work 8 hours a day.
Yeah, I love the tech. I love playing games on it, but it's just a fact that after a while, it starts giving you a fucking headache. I could not imagine 40 hours a week.
No.
That's insane.
No,
and now they want $100 more for it.
People need more frequent breaks. They need longer breaks. They aren't interacting with each other on it because it's pointless.
Because you could do that. Here's the thing. This is the exact same issue that I have with NFTs. Everything you can do in the metaverse or with NFTs, you can do with already existing technology.
Yeah.
You do not gain any benefit from using it. Like, there is no concrete benefit other than to be like, to say, yeah, we did. Oh, we had our meeting in a virtual space today. Okay, cool. But what was better about that than doing it versus in person or over Zoom?
We interacted with each other, dude. We interacted with each other.
It's fucking stupid. It is attempting to advance a technology simply for the sake of saying that you did, not because it actually helps anything or has any tangible benefit versus what you can do right now.
It doesn't make sense, especially with larger companies fully against people working from home right now as we speak. Why would a VR headset help that? Why would that be better?
Yeah, it wouldn't. Like, I understand that there are some niche enterprise solutions that VR can do. Like warehouse management is some that I've seen that works really well.
Yeah, it's cool.
Things like that.
But niche, like you again, said, it's not
having
it's
a
not...
fucking conference meeting, like a meeting in a virtual conference room where everyone's wearing fucking headsets from home, where you could just do it over Zoom.
Why would I want to interact with a weird metaverse version of my coworkers rather than just look at them on their cameras like I'm doing with you right now?
Uh-huh. You think I want to record this podcast in the metaverse?
Maybe we should.
Is there a Discord VR app in the metaverse yet?
Craig VR.
Ugh. Awful. Just awful.
Yeah. But what kicked this whole rant off is Meta Quest 2 going up by $100 next month. That's fucking insane. I have one of these machines and I will tell you, don't buy this if it goes up by $100. That's fucking stupid.
Yeah, at that point, save your money and get a better version. Like you can get an HTC or a Valve Index, like.
Well, and they've already said that they are actively working on making a better version of the Quest anyway. Lighter, faster. So why would you spend more on this?
Knowing that there's going to be something better, why would you allow them to increase the price and get away with it?
Like, if they were to decrease the price by $25 a machine, they would fucking make a killing. And they're going to increase by $100 and stop selling them altogether.
Yep. Exactly.
It's nuts. I don't even know what else to say about that.
There's nothing else to say about it. It's stupid. It's just another dumbass business decision coming out of Facebook. I refuse to call them Meta.
Yeah, fuck those guys. All right, let's move on. Are we talking about Magic or anything?
Sure.
Yeah, you got some Magic stuff. Let's do it. Yeah, let's have a moment.
A bunch of spoilers came out for the new Unset. Unfinity looks pretty sweet. Of course, now that I said that, I've lost them.
Unsets are fun.
They are, that's for sure. God damn it, where'd they go? Okay, here we go. Here's some. I don't understand. I'm going to have to look it up more, and I can bring it up again next week. But these are all black bordered cards. They're not silver border anymore.
Yeah, what's with that?
Which means they're legacy legal, which is interesting. Oh,
that is interesting.
But they do still have some wacky mechanics. Here's some fun ones. Here is a white enchantment for 2W called Far Out. Rather than choose the indicated number of modes for spells and abilities you control, you may choose one or more modes. You can't choose any mode more than once. That's a busted-ass enchantment in the right deck.
For 2W, too.
Like, just a bunch of modal spells, get to do everything on the card instead of just pick one. That's
rude.
There are some weird new sticker mechanics.
I'm looking at these sticker cards, and they look weird.
Yeah. Where you get sticker mana. Some cards grant you sticker mana. I don't know how else to say it. It's similar to the energy mechanic from Kaladesh a while back. And you can spend your sticker mana on stickers to put on your cards. So you can change power and toughness. You can add abilities. Like, I'm seeing one that adds Exalted or Shadow. And I'm pretty sure these actually peel off and can get placed onto a card.
That's what it looks like to me.
That's pretty cool.
They're fun.
It's an interesting mechanic. Definitely an Unset mechanic. So
I'm looking at this black card, 2W, called Saw in Half. It's an instant destroy target creature. If that creature dies this way, its controller creates two tokens that are copies of that creature, except their base power is half the creature's power, and their base toughness is half the creature's toughness, round up each time. That's a silly card. These are like fun. That. These are fun cards. I like them.
Unsets are always a fun time. This one would definitely be a lot of fun to pick up a box for drafting. That might be something fun. Worth looking into.
Yeah, maybe we could have another little 3G one-up draft.
That'd be sweet, for sure. That's about it. I don't have any much more to say about it, but some spoilers are coming out for it. This set releases on October 7th. It's one of those deluge of products in October.
Man, some of these full art lands are beautiful.
Gorgeous, right? They made some really great art for the lands that are included.
Temple Garden, Overgrown Tomb. Man, some of these are fucking beautiful. I like these a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, that was the other thing. They're reprinting the Shock lands in this set with brand new, amazing art.
Yeah, they're beautiful. They look really, really good.
Yeah. So check all those out. You can find links to those spoilers. It's going to look pretty cool. And I'm all tapped out on Magic stuff.
All right, well then let's kick into the news then. What's happening?
All right, let's jump in here. We got a new blog post from Sony about the upcoming PlayStation VR 2 features.
Nice. It's going to have looking pretty impressive.
Yeah, definitely. It's going to have a see-through view, which is good.
I like that.
We have two viewing modes, VR and cinematic. VR mode displays VR content in a 360-degree view. Whereas cinematic mode lets you play non-VR media through the interface. So you're watching movies and stuff like that. Pretty cool.
Yeah, so it's like that like Netflix app on the Quest then, my guess. So you're just like sitting there with kind of a screen in front of you in the VR world.
It kind of like they're adding in the ability to like set your virtual boundary more custom than the first one did. Nice. You can, I don't know. So it seems like a lot of features that are catching it up to like PC VR headsets and the Quest, but definitely needed stuff.
Right.
So that's cool. Still no release date, but I'm sure when we get one, we'll update.
Definitely. These look like pretty sick machines. I think PlayStation players are going to be happy with them.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see, what else? Lord of the Rings Gollum has been delayed a few months.
Bummer.
It was supposed to launch on September 1st. They've only said it's bumped a few months, so we don't actually have a release date anymore.
Yeah, that's a big fat bummer. We were just talking about how this is going to be a fun game. But, you know, I'd rather wait for it and have it be fun than not wait for it and have it be shit.
Yeah, for sure. Speaking of release dates, we finally got one for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Cowabunga Collection.
Nice. August 30th. Sick. That's soon.
Yeah. $40 when it comes out. Going to have couch co-op, online multiplayer, 13 different Turtles games. That's really wild. Looking forward to jamming my way through the SNES version of Turtles in Time.
That's a lot of Turtles.
Pretty cool. What else? Oh, another game got put on hold, and that is the Star Wars Knights of the Old Republic remake. Indefinite hold.
Oof.
They haven't really said why. Apparently they fired some of the designers. I don't know.
Yeah, it's that's bad. Tells me we're
probably not getting it.
I'm thinking that's not happening.
Yeah.
And you know what? Fine. You know, I love that game, but do I really need a remake of it? No. It would be cool, but whatever.
Okay, last thing I've got. Remember that Warner Brothers game, Multiversus?
I do, yeah.
It hits open beta today, the day that we're recording this. So it'll be out by the time this show drops. And they've added a couple new characters. We're getting Rick and Morty and LeBron James, Space Jam LeBron James.
I saw that. Fucking Iron Giant versus LeBron James.
Yep. So that's funny. The beta's out now. Check it out. I'll probably download the beta, because why not?
Yeah, I don't see why not. These are fun.
Supposed to be free to play. Is it supposed to be free to play? I can't remember.
I thought this one was free to play, and we were kind of skeptical of it because of that, but I don't know. I don't remember, to be perfectly honest.
Did you ever get into the Nickelodeon one?
I played a good handful of rounds. It's fine. I don't know. It's not Smash.
It's not Smash. It just felt kind of flat to me.
Maybe we need to like party game it. If we actually have a few gamers on it, it could be fun, but I don't know. Yeah, I played a handful of rounds and then I fizzled out of it.
Yeah, same. Maybe it's worth revisiting. We'll see.
Yeah.
But that's the way the news goes.
Very cool. Well, that's it. That's our show. I don't think we got anything else for you. Thank you all for hanging out this week. It was a good time. We'll be back next week with another episode. But while you wait, why don't you follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, come join our Discord, chat with us about gaming, chat with us about some other stuff, like our other show, Weekend Watch, where we watch all sorts of fun things streaming. We talk about movie and show news, all that kind of stuff. It's pretty cool. You can find that show on our website as well, 3guys1up.com. While you're there, click on that mushroom link. It'll take you to our Patreon page. You could become a patron by giving us $5 a month, and we'll keep making podcasts. I'm real excited to keep making podcasts. We're going to have a fresh new one coming out very soon. Keep an eye out for that. It's going to be fun. Catch all y'all next week. Thank you, guys. Adios.